Preparing for the winter months can be an involved process for sheep farmers Donald McCaig and his wife Anne. It's a process city dwellers and suburbanites are likely to find unfamiliar.
It is the end of our harvest. Though Anne's still got some greens in her winter garden, she puts blankets over the beds at night, and the last tomatoes, picked green, are ripening in the house. This is the hunter's moon, when it's cold enough to kill animals because their meat won't spoil before it can be treated, salted down, canned, or frozen. Yesterday I butchered our first deer, a big doe. We put two in the freezer every year, and they and our own lambs provide most of our yearly protein. Deer meat is wonderful, provided the carcass is treated and butchered right. Joe Mazaris, a Hungarian friend, taught me how to butcher, so I butcher European style. All the cuts are boneless. First, I clear off the heavy work table and sharpen my knives. The short Gerber is useful for separating joints, and I use the fillet knife to follow the bone. My best butcher knife is an old carbon steel a New York woman inherited when her Indiana mother died. You can barely make out names on the handle, some refrigerator company, and the name Ray. I like to think that my knife once worked in a Midwestern packing house, and that it was Ray's favorite. I start with the front quarters, taking meat off the bone in strips I'll take down to R.E. Stevenson's house after gun season is over, when everybody in Williamsville gathers around R.E.'s big electric meat grinder. We may drink a beer or two at that time. Next, I take out our biggest roasting pan and trim the saddle to fit it. I wrap and freeze this roast very carefully because it'll feed us next Thanksgiving. I extract the tenderloin and slice tenderloin medallions, wrap them in plastic, and put them in freezer bags. Four medallions will make a meal for Anne and myself. The hams are in the freezer stiffening up, and when they are very cold but not frozen, I bring them out to cut the steaks. In the yard, the dogs have been busy with the bones, and I freeze the other bones and scraps for them in plastic grocery bags. When I'm finished, I scrub my knives and table and hands and give thanks. She was a plump, young, beautiful creature, one of God's own, and we have altered her forever for our sustenance.
Donald McCaig lives on a farm in the western mountains of Virginia.